the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys, Grillin' Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, wherever you are in this great state of Michigan or around the world, because you can catch us at jethro.fm. Or we'll stream this thing to you from the Grillin' Guys website. So, man, you got lots of options to is that a dog? Lots of options? It sounds like one. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Just pack a lunch when you go for a joke like that.
Okay.
You get us a long way.
Right.
Hey, on the Grillin' line right now is Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Hey, speaking of wonderful, sangria you hooked me up with, the Fen Valley sangria. I have three sangria freaks in my house who are home for Christmas, and they gave like six thumbs up.
Hey, I like it. That's good.
Yeah, it was good. Absolutely.
Oh, so you had some too?
Yeah. Exactly. Yep, it's
got
wonderful.
You guys out of your comfort zone. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I texted you about, and I was dead serious, that rosé is it cherry bomb or
what?
That
his rosé?
Yeah, you had three new flavors, and one was like a
was it in a can or
no? No,
in the
no, it's in the bottle. I'm sorry, it's a. You know, you've got three rosés that are kind of more trendy. Ruby Red.
We do a lot of
Ruby Red.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that good?
Yeah, I told you guys that's a good red with grilled food.
Okay, sure. So if you're not sure if you like rosé and you think you don't like red wine, and blah blah blah, get a bottle of Fen Valley Ruby Red, and your wife will dance her shoes off for you because it is that good. And it's only like $10 a bottle. It's not like a, you know, $29 bottle of wine or anything. It's got a screw cap, which I love.
Most wines do now.
I love it because for obvious reasons, you can seal it up easier. But what a fantastic wine. Anyway, I'm blabbering. Go ahead, Brian. Tell us what is good for New Year's this year.
Oh, man. I mean, where to begin? You know, if you're making the traditional feast, you know, any of the heartier reds would be a great pairing with your prime rib, or your if you're going more on the seafood side, you know, some acidic white like a Chardonnay. Our true Chardonnay is unoaked, which gives it that really crisp kind of green apple character that helps kind of cut through the fattiness. If you got some butter, you're going to dip the crab legs in or something. Just tons of directions there. Then, of course, I mean, it's New Year's, so you can't skip out on some bubbly. You know, Michigan makes some of the best sparkling wines in the world. We have a climate that's actually a touch warmer than the famous Champagne region of France, but still on the cooler side. And that cooler climate really lends itself to sparkling wine.
Really?
Base wine. Yeah, the base you want to use for sparkling should be a little higher in acid, a little more neutral. So you want to pick the grapes a touch early, which here, because our falls tend to be pretty wet.
Would they be like a Muscat?
You could use that. That's a pretty aromatic grape. A little touch of that in there is often used in the blends. You know, the traditional Champagne blend would be largely Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, and sometimes a little more obscure grape called Pinot Meunier combined together. And that would be done typically in a second fermentation in the bottle. I don't want to get overly technical here, but that'll give it that toasty, kind of subtle yeast character to it. And then you've got your more modern style of sparklers, which are often fermented in tank, which will be more fruit-driven. So you're like a Prosecco style sparkler. So really, you know, you can go a lot of different directions, but either way, Michigan makes some of the best sparklers you're going to find. So it's a great way to celebrate. And don't just do it on New Year's Eve. You know, yeah, that's the thing. We've seen
a
tremendous amount of increase in sparkling wine. It's the fastest growing segment of our wine.
I believe it.
And people are just starting to use it. You know, they use it on its own or as part of cocktails.
Did you mention Prosecco?
Celebrate once a year. Yeah.
And you have a Prosecco?
Well, Prosecco is a specific region, done in a specific region of Italy.
Oh.
So I say it's a Prosecco style.
Okay.
That's the second fermentation. Give us the bubbles. That'll be done. You'll do the whole thing in a tank and then basically carbonate it, like almost like you're making a beer.
Oh.
As opposed to the champagne method where you're doing that
naturally
second ferment in a bottle.
Yeah.
Kind of like a craft beer. You know, like if you're any of your home brewers at home, that's probably how you carbonate your bottled beer too.
Right. So, what would your brand be that would be a Prosecco style? What would your wine?
So we do what we call our sparkling Riesling, which is just off dry.
Okay.
100% Michigan Riesling. Really nice wine on its own. Also great as a base for a cocktail or mimosa or any other champagne-based cocktail. If that's too dry, we have a sparkling demi-sec, we call it. That's going to be more in that solidly semi-dry category. So that will drink up a little more like what you'd expect that sweeter side of Prosecco's to be. If you want to go bone dry, you know, right now we have a really nice Blanc de Noir done in the champagne style that we just released a few days ago.
And it's called what?
Time for the holiday.
It's called
Blanc de Noir, which is a typical champagne term for a wine made from red grapes. So this one's made from Pinot Meunier, one of the famous Pinots that's often grown in the Champagne region. It has this really nice kind of structure to it. It's a really nice wine if you're into more of that champagne style.
Well, you would have been very proud. My wife turned into a brand ambassador last night with all these women around her, and she picked up a glass of, she loves the true Chardonnay, and I don't know how the topic came around, but she said, if you don't think you like Chardonnay, she says, you have to try Fenn Valley True Chardonnay. She said, I didn't like Chardonnay until Bob got me a bottle of this, and she's holding up the bottle, and she said, this is the best Chardonnay in the world, best I've ever had. She was just like brand ambassador, and I'm thinking, oh man, I should be taping this.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll have to send her some swag there. She's got some props to use next time. Great Chardonnay. I mean, it's the grape loves our climate. You know, it is a base for a lot of sparklers too, but on its own, on oaks like that, that's my favorite way.
Well, and that's the key, is she said it's not oaky like most of them that you have, and that's what she liked about it. And I think, I don't know for sure, but I got to believe women are the bigger influences in wine because they influence 70% of all purchases anyway, and a lot of women specifically only like to drink wine.
Yeah, women buy more wine, statistically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the category, the stats are kind of move around a little bit. But, I love a good classic Chardonnay, too, as long as it's not like drinking a piece of lumber. The un-oaked style really just showcases the fruit. I mean, Chardonnay has such a great flavor profile on its own. It's just fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm
glad
she liked it. It's one of my go-tos. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, if you're doing crab legs or something for New Year's Eve, that'd be a fantastic pairing with seafood. Chardonnay and seafood are always kind of a match made in heaven.
Yes. Well, and I'm just a huge Meritage fan. But your 2020 Meritage, I think it's like my new favorite. And
well, I always tell people, you know, 2020 was a really bad year for humans, obviously, but at least we got some really good wine out of it because it was a great growing season. So we can lament our time in 2020 over a nice bottle of wine.
Well, folks, we're out of time for this segment. We're talking with Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley. We got to have you on back soon. When's the next wine tour for the cellar?
We have tours every weekend. The next big thing is our chili cook-off, our annual chili cook-off. This will be our, we're into like the 33rd year of it, I think, January 21st. So you can sign up for that on our website right now.
All right.
It's kind of a fun event. But otherwise, yeah, tours every weekend. Come on down and see us.
Let's talk next week. Thanks so much.
You bet.
All right, Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley Winery. If you've not been there, you're missing out. You got to get down there. Coming up next, we're going to go from wine to beer. It's Jim Schwerin from Schmoe's Brewery. Stick with us. We'll be back.